From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. The Missouri House gave initial approval to legislation barring unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. That's a major priority for business groups and Governor Eric Greitens. State Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston contends right to work will make it easier to attract business to the state, including her home region in southeast Missouri.
We miss jobs every year. We miss businesses every year because of not being right to work and being right there on that corner with Tennessee, Arkansas. Now Kentucky has passed it. And so I'm excited that we might see some economic development in our area.
Democrats and some Republicans panned right to work, contending the policy weakens unions and lowers worker pay. There's new life for a plan to have St. Louis taxpayers help fund a new downtown soccer stadium. 8 days after the public funding proposal was declared all but dead, Alderwoman Christine Ingracia requested a hearing before the City Ways and Means Committee yesterday. The hearing is set for today. Ingracia says a revised proposal would ask voters to approve about $60 million in new tax revenue for the $200 million project. The earlier plan sought $8 million from the city. Investor group SCSTL hopes to build a new stadium near Union Station to attract a Major League Soccer expansion franchise. The Commissioner of Indiana's Department of Environmental Management will move to Missouri to lead the Department of Natural Resources under Governor Eric Greitens. Greitens announced yesterday that Carol Comer will be the newest addition to his cabinet. Comer worked under Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who will be sworn in tomorrow as vice president. In a video posted to Greitens' Facebook and Twitter accounts, Comer spoke of her success in partnering Indiana Environmental Department with economic organizations to promote business and investment. Greitens says Comer will be a champion both for our environment and our economy. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.